Messages to the Baha'i World, Cassette Number 1, Side 2, continuing from page 15.
Acquisition of area on Mount Carmel. Announced to National Assemblies of Baha'i World that prolonged, delicate negotiations involving ministries of finance and religious affairs of Haifa Municipality have culminated in agreement in principle to purchase approximately 22,000 meter area, estimated value $118,000, situated on slope of Mount Carmel, overlooking resting place of greatest holy leaf and eastern approaches to Bab's sepulcher. Acquisition of area extending from heart to ridge of mountain safeguards precincts of sacred mausoleum now in process of erection, broadens basis of administrative structure, rising world center of faith in Holy Land, may induce civil authorities to abandon project construction of arterial road crossing diagonally Baha'i International Endowment, and facilitate extension of terraces ultimately stretching from foot to crown of God's holy mountain. Contemplating transfer part of title deeds of land in question to Israel branches of American Indian National Assemblies, reserving remainder for future transfer to other National Assemblies following upon incorporation of their respective branches on soil of Holy Land. Shogi, Cablegram, September 24, 1951. Old and New Covenant Breakers. With feeling profound concern, grief, indignation, and compelled disclosed Baha'i World recent development, Holy Land, furnishing further incontestable proof relationship established Old and New Covenant Breakers, demonstrating increasing boldness, marked tragic decline in character and spiritual condition, grandchildren Abdu'l-Bahá. Their shameful attitude and conduct receiving approbation their elders. Evidences multiplying attesting Rui's increasing rebelliousness. Efforts exerted my eldest sister pave way fourth alliance members family Sayyid Ali involving marriage his granddaughter with Ruha's son and personal contact recently established my own treacherous, despicable brother, Riaz, with Majdidin's redoubtable enemy, Faith, former henchman Muhammad Ali, archbreaker Baha'u'llah's covenant. Convey information all national assemblies. Shogi. Cablegram, December 13, 1951. Jubilee Centenary. Convey all national assemblies of the high world the following momentous announcement. Approaching Great Jubilee commemorating centenary termination Baha'i dispensation, birth of Baha'u'llah's revelation in Sayyid Shal, Tehran, as well as imperative necessity, adopt effectual measures ensure befitting inauguration, third concluding phase of initial epoch in the execution Abdu'l-Bahá's divine plan, destined to culminate 100th anniversary of declaration of founder of faith in Baghdad. Impel me, summon entire Baha'i world through 11 national assemblies already functioning in East and West, bestir itself, arise during 16 months ahead through supreme, concerted, sustained effort, prepare for demonstration of Baha'i solidarity of unprecedented scope and intensity during entire course of Baha'i history. Forthcoming celebrations must be signalized through inauguration long anticipated intercontinental stage, the administrative evolution of faith, marking its gradual development through successive phases of local, regional, national, international Baha'i activity. Initiation this highly significant measure further cementing Baha'i national assemblies in five continents of globe will be acclaimed by posterity as counterpart, consolidation of faith at its world center to a recent formation International Baha'i Council in Holy Land. Centennial festivities of year 9 continuing throughout Holy Year commencing October 1952 must include, apart from confirmation plans initiated by various national assemblies, both hemispheres, the formal dedication for public worship of Mother Temple of West in Hart, North American continent, and possible termination superstructure of Bob's Sepulcher in Holy Land. Convocation of 4 intercontinental Baha'i teaching conferences to be held successively in this important historic year on the continents of Africa, America, Europe, Asia. First conference will be convened by British National Spiritual Assembly in Kampala, Uganda, in early spring. Representative of British, American, Persian, Egyptian, Indian National Spiritual Assemblies, to which Baha'is residing in America, Persia, Indian subcontinent, British Isles, every territory African continent will be invited to attend. Aiming, planting banner of faith in remaining territories and neighboring islands, East, South, West African continent. Second conference will be convened by United States National Spiritual Assembly and will meet in Rizwan period, representative of Chief Trustees Abdul Baha's plan, their ally and associates, United States, Canadian, Latin American National Assemblies, to which Baha'is every state, American Union, every province, Canada, every republic, Latin America, will be invited to attend. Design, pave way, establishment faith in remaining territories of the Americas and neighboring islands in both Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. Third conference will be convened by American European Teaching Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, during summer, representative of American, British, German National Assemblies, to which Baha'is of each 10 goal countries, Europe and England, Scotland, Wales, Ire, France, Germany, Austria, Finland, will be invited to attend, for purpose gradual introduction of faith into remaining sovereign states, European continent, and neighboring islands, Mediterranean, Atlantic Ocean, North Sea. Fourth conference will be convened by National Spiritual Assembly, Subcontinent India, in New Delhi, autumn. Representative of National Assemblies of Persia, Indian Subcontinent, Iraq, Australasia, United States, Canada, Central and South America, to which the Baha'is residing in every sovereign state and dependency in Asia, North, Central, South America, Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania will be invited to attend in order to deliberate measures calculated open faith remaining Asiatic states and dependencies, particularly Southeast Asia and islands of South Pacific and Indian Oceans. Address, plea, particularly to conveners above mentioned conferences, to arise within short time at their disposal, prayerfully consider, carefully plan, energetically prosecute respective sacred delegated tasks. Take immediate preliminary steps, issue invitations. Fix procedure, provide smooth working, accord wide publicity, ensure resounding success, epic making conferences immortalizing centenary of memorial year, anticipated by St. John the Divine, foreshadowed by Sheikh Ahmad, eulogized by the Bab, extolled by both Baha'u'llah and Abu Baha, and constituting prelude to most great jubilee, which will alike commemorate centenary formal assumption by author of Baha'i revelation of his prophetic office, and mark, God willing, worldwide establishment faith forecast by Center of Covenant in his tablets, prophesied by Daniel in his book, thus paving way for advent of golden age, destined witness world recognition, universal proclamation, ultimate triumph of the cause of Baha'u'llah. Shoki, Cablegram, November 30, 1951. The Guardian announces appointment of hands of the cause. Recall feelings of profound thankfulness and joy, a chain of recent historic events heralding long-anticipated rise and establishment of the World Administrative Center of the Faith of Baha'u'llah in Holy Land, regarded as third most momentous epoch-making development since inception of the formative age on Maral of Abdu'l-Baha's ascension. Quarter century constituting opening epoch this age, signalized successively by erection, consolidation over a period no less than 16 years of local national institutions of Baha'i administrative order in five continents of globe, in conformity with provisions of the will of the Center of Covenant, an initiation of first seven-year plan by American Baha'i community, marking inauguration, first epoch, and execution of Abdu'l-Baha's divine plan, unavoidably held in abeyance over two decades, pending creation of divinely appointed administrative agencies, designed by its author for its effective prosecution. Opening years of the second epoch of the formative age, now witnessing at long last commencement of third vast, majestic, fate-laden process, following two above-mentioned developments destined through gradual emergence of the manifold institutions and World Center of Faith as crown of the administrative structure of Baha'u'llah's embryonic world order. Gigantic process now set in motion, opening decade, second Baha'i century, synchronizing with, deriving notable impetus through birth of sovereign state, Holy Land, greatly accelerated through series of swiftly succeeding events originated in World Center of Faith. First, inauguration, most holy worldwide enterprise, unprecedented in annals of the faith, construction and heart of Mount Carmel superstructure of the Bab Sepulchre. Second, creation of International Baha'i Council, precinct Holy Shrine, forerunner of International House of Justice, supreme legislative organ of nascent, divinely conceived, world-encircling Baha'i administrative order. Third, acquisition, restoration, and embellishment of historic sites associated with incarceration of Baha'u'llah, Abdu'l-Baha. Recognition their sacred character, exemption from taxes by newly formed states, accessibility to appreciative general public. Fourth, initiation of formal negotiations with central municipal authorities of same state with twofold purpose: preserve for posterity immediate directly threatened neighborhood most holy tomb of the founder of the faith and outskirts of Akka, and acquire extensive sorely needed properties in the vicinity of Bab Sepulchre destined to serve as site of future edifices envisaged by Abdu'l-Baha to house auxiliary agencies revolving around twin institutions of guardianship and House of Justice. Fifth, preparation of design of future Mashrikal Ashkar on Mount Carmel, outstanding indispensable feature, unfoldment rising world administrative order. Sixth, forthcoming convocation of four conferences embracing 11 national assemblies in all continents of globe, marking inauguration beyond limits of world center of the faith of intercontinental stage of Baha'i activity, precursor final step summoning assemblage representative communities all sovereign states, chief dependencies, islands, entire planet. Hour now ripe, take long, inevitably deferred step conformity with provisions of Abdu'l-Baha's testament, in conjunction with six above-mentioned steps, to appointment of first contingent of hands of cause of God, 12 in number, equally allocated Holy Land, Asiatic, American, European continents. Initial step now taken regard preparatory full development of institution provided in Abdu'l-Baha's will. Paralleled preliminary measure formation international council destined to culminate in emergence of Universal House of Justice. nascent institution forging fresh links, binding rising world center of faith to consolidating world community of followers of most great names, paving way to adoption, supplementary measure, calculated reinforced foundations, structure of the Baha'i administrative order. Nominated hands comprise Holy Land, Sutherland Maxwell, Mason Remy, Amelia Collins, President, Vice President, International Baha'i Council. Cradle Faith, Balayula Varka, Tarazula Samandari, Ali Akbar Furatan, American Continent, Horace Holly, Dorothy Baker, Leroy, Iowa. European Continent, George Townsend, Herman Grossman, Ugo Giacchieri. 9 elevated to rank of hand in 3 continents outside Holy Land, advised remain present post and continue discharge vital administrative teaching duties pending assignment of specific functions as need arises. Urge all 9 attend as my representatives all 4 forthcoming intercontinental conferences, as well as discharge whatever responsibilities incumbent upon them at that time as elected representatives of national Baha'i communities. Communicate text of announcement to all national assemblies. Shogi. Cablegram, December 24, 1951. Second appointment of hands of the cause. Announce friends east and west through national assemblies following nominations, raising the number of the present hands of the cause of God to 19. Dominion of Canada and United States, Fred Schopflocker and Corinne True, respectively. Cradle of Faith, Zakrula Kadem, Shuala Ali. Germany, Africa, Australia, Adalbert Muschlegel, Musa Banyani, Clara Dunn, respectively. Members, August Body, invested in conformity with Abdu'l-Bahá's testament, twofold sacred functions, the propagation and preservation of the unity of the faith of Baha'u'llah, and destined to assume individually in the course of time the direction of institutions paralleling those revolving around the Universal House of Justice, the supreme legislative body of the Baha'i world, are recruited from all 5 continents of the globe and representative of the 3 principal world religions of mankind. Recently urged newly appointed Hand of Canada on occasion of his pilgrimage to Holy Land to undertake preliminary measures in conjunction with Canadian National Assembly for the establishment of national Hazaratul Quds similar to those already founded in Tehran, Wilmette, Baghdad, Sydney, Frankfurt, Cairo, and New Delhi. Identical instructions were given appointed Hand of Africa in course of his just concluded pilgrimage for the acquisition of property in Kampala to serve as local Hazaratul Quds, synchronized with formation of First Assembly in Heart of Africa, to be regarded as nucleus of National Administrative Headquarters of Faith, destined to arise on morrow of formation the National Spiritual Assembly of Central and Eastern Territories of African Continent. Shogi. Cablegram, February 29, 1952.
Triple announcement. Occasion approaching celebration 9th Nowruz, 2nd Baha'i Century. Desire share following triple announcement Baha'i World through National Assemblies East and West. First, safe arrival in Holy Land in the course of the last 6 months successive consignments of stones for the remaining facades of the octagon and pinnacles, 18 window frames belonging to the drum, 100 tons of cement, 35 tons of timber, 15 tons of steel, 8 wrought iron balustrades, stone for the lower section of the drum, as well as the completion of construction of the octagon, and the erection of 15 feet pinnacles, constituting with the ornamental balustrades the central adornment of the holy edifice. The leaded glass required for 24 windows of the octagon and 18 lancet windows of the drum. Ordered, investigations initiated for the fabrication of gilded tiles, the final material necessary for the construction of the sepulcher. Recall with feelings of humble thankfulness and intense joy the series of historic landmarks in the progress of the sacred enterprise associated first with the formal entombment, Nowruz, 1909, 60 lunar years after the Bab's martyrdom, of his dust in the vault of the shrine. Second, the laying, 40 years later, Nowruz, 1949, of the first threshold stones of the arcade of the sepulchre. Third, the completion 2 years later, Nowruz, 1951, the excavation for 8 piers designed to support the dome, followed by the placing a year later, on the eve of Nowruz 1952, of the second crown of the same edifice. The way is now prepared for the erection of the drum, including 18 windows symbolizing the 18 letters of the living, the appointed transmitters of the dawning light of the author of the Babi dispensation, as well as the rearing of the golden dome, constituting the third and final unit of the triple crown, destined to irradiate its splendor in the heart of God's holy mountain. Move to pay warm, loving tribute to the shrine's immortal architect and hand of the cause, Sutherland Maxwell, and the services of Ugo J. Carey, UNO representative of the International Baha'i Community, recently elevated to the rank of hand of the cause and newly appointed member of the International Baha'i Council, who is ably discharging manifold responsibilities connected with the mighty undertaking. Second announcement, the enlargement of the International Baha'i Council. Present membership now comprises Amatul Baha Rahiya, chosen liaison between me and the council, Hands of the Cause, Mason Remy, Amelia Collins, Ugo J. Carey, Leroy Iowas, President, Vice President, Member at Large, Secretary General, respectively, Jesse Ravel, Ethel Ravel, Lutfula Hakim, Treasurer, Western and Eastern Assistant Secretaries. Third announcement. Following upon the missions entrusted to the hands of the cause in connection with the establishment of Hazaratul Quds in the Dominion of Canada and Central Africa, have instructed Ugo J. Carey to take, in conjunction with the European Teaching Committee, immediate steps after the conclusion of his pilgrimage, aiming at the formation, ere the termination of American Community's second 7-year plan, of the first National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Italy and Switzerland. Advise a United States National Assembly arrange through European Teaching Committee the election on the occasion of Nowruz 1953 of 19 delegates by all local assemblies already established in both countries. Urge convocation Rizwan same year in the city of Florence on the occasion of the festivities of the Baha'i Holy Year of the first convention for the express purpose of electing through the delegates the projected National Assembly. Appeal to the American Baha'i community, particularly the Baha'is residing in Italy and Switzerland, to exert their utmost to ensure in the course of the coming year the multiplication of spiritual assemblies in both countries, thereby broadening the basis of the projected pillar of the future Universal House of Justice. Advise European Teaching Committee, upon consummation of the glorious enterprise, to issue formal invitation to their spiritual offspring, the newly emerged National Assembly, to participate, together with its sister national assemblies of the United States, British Isles, and Germany, in the Intercontinental Conference in August of the same year in the capital city of Sweden. Anticipate entrusting to the youngest among the 12 national assemblies of the Baha'i world a specific plan enabling it, in conjunction with its sister national spiritual assemblies of the Baha'i world, to promote in the course of the 10 years separating the second from the most great jubilee, the global crusade designed to hoist the standard of Baha'u'llah in the remaining states, dependencies, and islands of the whole planet. Invite the attendance to the third Baha'i Intercontinental Conference to be fittingly commemorate the undreamt of climax of the brilliant victories won in the course of the second 7-year plan, eclipsing the feats accomplished in the Latin American field in the course of the first 7-year plan, and presaging the tremendous triumph to be won in the course of the third 7-year plan in the African, Asiatic, and Australian continents. This throbbing heart called to mind the solemn affirmations and glowing promises recorded in the tablets of the divine plan, envisioning the evidences of the everlasting dominion destined to signalize the inauguration and accompany the triumphal progress of the mission of the vanguard Baha'u'llah's crusaders and champion builders of his world order in the European, Asiatic, African, and Australian continents and the islands of the Pacific Ocean. Advise European Teaching Committee to cable the text of the third announcement to the assemblies of the capital cities of Italy and Switzerland, and urge on my behalf the participation of the Swiss believers in the first teaching conference in Rome on the eve of Nowruz this year for consultation with their Italian collaborators on the prosecution of the soul-uplifting, faithful undertaking in the heart and south of the European continent. Shoghi. Cablegram, March 8, 1952. The historic process. Announced to national assemblies of East and West joyful news of final implementation of agreement with Israel authorities involving acquisition against payment of $118,000 of 18 plots, approximately 6 acres, in precincts of Bob's Sepulcher. The historic process of establishment of international Baha'i endowments on Mount Carmel, inevitably held in abeyance for 50 years after the inception of the faith, initiated on the morrow of Baha'u'llah's ascension through the purchase in the course of Abdul Baha's ministry of a limited number of plots in the immediate surroundings of the newly erected tomb in the heart of the Mountain of God, and greatly accelerated through the purchase of extensive properties following the Master's passing, necessitated by the unprecedented influx of immigrants to the Holy Land, is now further reinforced, raising the total area owned on the slopes of the Holy Mountain to almost 50 acres. Desire to acknowledge the indefatigable efforts exerted by the first Western Baha'i pilgrim since opening of the door of pilgrimage, Lawrence Houts, in hastening the successful termination of the protracted negotiations with the civil authorities of the Holy Land. Shoghi. Cablegram, April 3, 1952. God's avenging wrath. Inform national assemblies that God's avenging wrath, having afflicted in rapid succession during recent years two sons, brother, and sister-in-law of archbreaker of Baha'u'llah's covenant, has now struck down second son of Sayyid Ali, Nair Osman, pivot of machinations, connecting link between old and new covenant breakers. Time alone will reveal extent of havoc wreaked by this virus of violation injected fostered over two decades in Abdu'l-Bahá's family. History will brand him one whose grandmother, wife of Baha'u'llah, joined breakers of his covenant on morrow of his passing, whose parents lent her undivided support, whose father openly accused Abdu'l-Bahá as one deserving capital punishment, who broke his promise to the Bab's wife to escort her to Holy Land, precipitating thereby her death, who was repeatedly denounced by the center of the covenant as his chief enemy, whose eldest brother, through deliberate misrepresentation of facts, inflicted humiliation upon defenders of the house of Baha'u'llah in Baghdad, whose sister-in-law is championing the cause of declared enemies of faith, whose brothers supported him, attributing to Abdu'l-Bahá responsibility for fatal disease which afflicted their mother, who himself, in retaliation, first succeeded in winning over through marriage my eldest sister, subsequently paved way for marriage of his brothers to two other grandchildren of the master, who was planning a fourth marriage between his daughter and grandson of Abdu'l-Bahá, thereby involving in shameful marriages three branches of his family, who over 20 years schemed to undermine the position of the center of faith through association with representatives of traditional enemies of faith in Persia, Muslim Arab communities, notables and civil authorities in Holy Land, who lately was scheduled to appear as star witness on behalf of daughter of Badi'ullah in recent lawsuit challenging the authority conferred upon guardian of faith in Abdu'l-Bahá's testament. Khashoggi, Cablegram, April 5, 1952. Irresistible march of the faith. Soul stirred, heart uplifted, a recollection of events signalizing the 12-month period preceding the fateful year destined to witness the consummation of a series of plans formulated by Baha'i national assemblies of five continents, as well as the inauguration of the second glorious jubilee of the Baha'i dispensation. The irresistible march of the faith, marked simultaneously by the steady consolidation of its administrative institutions and the rapid enlargement of its limits. No less than 18 countries have been enrolled, raising the total number within its orbit to 124. Languages in which Baha'i literature is printed or is being translated are now 90. Including 12 African languages. The vast process of the rise and establishment of the world center of the faith has been accelerated. Contingents of hands of the cause have been successively appointed in every continent of the globe, five of whom are shouldering responsibilities in the Holy Land. The International Baha'i Council has been enlarged and officers designated. An interview was accorded by and literature presented to the Israel Prime Minister in the course of his American visit by representatives of the American National Assembly. 18 plots, a 22,000 square meter area, have been added to the International Baha'i Endowment on the slopes of Carmel. Government survey concluded, paving the way for the acquisition of over 140,000 square meters of property in the precincts of the Most Holy Tomb at Baji. The design of the Mashrikal Ashkar on Carmel, conceived by the President of the International Baha'i Council, completed. Privileges, exemption already accorded Baha'i holy places in Israel by Ministry of Finance, extended to Abdu'l-Bahá's home, Eastern and Western pilgrim houses. Pilgrimages to World Center of the Faith resumed following decade of external hostilities and internal disturbances agitating the Holy Land. 8 piers designed to support the 1,000-ton superstructure of the Bab sepulchre constructed. Successive contracts totaling approximately $47,000 for the construction of the structural work and the erection of the octagon signed, culminating in the completion of the first unit of the superstructure and the raising of 8 pinnacles, constituting the second crown of the holy edifice. Preparations to build the drum, the foundation unit of the golden dome of the sepulcher, commenced. Twin pillars of the future House of Justice, erected in Central and South America, additional pillar projected for Europe, uniting the heart and south of the continent. Preliminary measures initiated for the convocation of four intercontinental conferences in the African, American, European, and Asiatic continents, involving the participation of 12 national spiritual assemblies, designed alike to befittingly celebrate the centenary of the year 9 and to launch 10-year crusade destined to culminate in the most great jubilee. 2-year plan of the Baha'i community of the British Isles, formally launched on the African continent through the dispatch of pioneers to the Virgin Territories of Tanganyika, Uganda, and the Gold Coast, has been reinforced by the assignment of Liberia to the American, Somaliland, Nyasaland, and North Rhodesia to the Persian, Zanzibar and Madagascar to the Indian, and Libya and Algeria to the Egyptian National Assemblies, raising a number of states and dependencies already opened, soon to be opened to the faith, to 25. First fruits garnered comprise purchase of $17,000 Hazaratal Kud in Kampala, settlement of Persian, American, British, Egyptian, and Portuguese pioneers in Liberia, North Rhodesia, Angola, Libya, Spanish Morocco, and Mozambique, inauguration of teaching classes, public meetings and firesides, enrollment of several native Africans belonging to the Teso, Yao, Buganda, and Mutoko tribes, and the formation of spiritual assemblies in Kampala and Dar es Salaam. European teaching campaign exceeding fondest hopes, stimulated successively by convocation of the Fourth European Teaching Conference in Scheveningen, representatives of 21 countries, the first Iberian Conference in Madrid, the third Swiss Conference in Bern, the first Italian Conference in Rome, the first Benelux Conference in Brussels, and the establishment of headquarters in Amsterdam, Brussels, Luxembourg, Veel, Bern, and Lisbon. The process of consolidation of the faith, stimulated by the recognition of Baha'i holy days by the Superintendent of Public Schools in Kenosha, Superintendent School in Milwaukee, and Rhode Island State Department of Civil Service, Baha'i marriage certificate by civil authorities of Indianapolis, authorization by Adjutant General of Baha'i identification for believers serving in U.S. Armed Forces. Baha'i administrative centers steadily multiplying in Hijaz, Yemen, Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Dubai, Muscat, Aden, heralding convocation of historic Baha'i convention in the Arabian Peninsula, destined to culminate in the erection of a pillar of the Universal House of Justice in the midmost heart of the Islamic world. The 19-month plan formulated by the National Spiritual Assembly of the Indian subcontinent and Burma, aiming, among other things, at the introduction and consolidation of the faith in the capital cities of Nepal, Siam, Indochina, Malaya, Indonesia, and Sarawak. Ties binding international Baha'i community to United Nations reinforced by official participation of Baha'i delegates in regional non-governmental conferences in Istanbul, Managua, Denpasar, Paris, and Lawrence, Kansas. Historic site of house occupied by Baha'u'llah in Istanbul has been partly purchased. Investigations conducted for the acquisition of similar sites associated with the exile of the founder of the faith in Adrianople. northern outposts of the faith, reinforced by the settlement of pioneers in Edgdies, Mind, Greenland, and in Yellowknife.
This is the end of cassette number one. It is not the end of this letter, which will continue on cassette number two.